Talking with Jeffrey Reuter, of course, from Canadian County area. You're the Outstanding Cooperator Award winner for Noble Foundation this year. Tell me about your involvement with Noble Foundation. How they helped your farm ranch operation?
Well, we started with them on a visit here in 1992, I believe, to a ranch demonstration they had. And through that, we were able to hook up with a team. And we've had the same team, basically, with different team members from 92 till now. And through Noble Foundation, at the time, I was looking for ways to improve my operation. And looking for ways to know more about fertilizers and feeding my livestock different times of the year. Also, a little more management maybe in a stocker operation and starting some stocker cattle. But my goal was to become more efficient. And so through their different experts, for lack of the correct term, that is not the correct term, but through the team, they've got soils and fertilizer and grazing and hunting and wildlife, and they've got an economist, and through just visiting with those people, we've learned how to do some of those things better, whether to be feeding a soybean hull pellet or a 38% pellet or alfalfa hay, or to put 50 units of nitrogen on or 100 or in phosphorus. And we do a lot more soil testing now than we did in the past and know why we did it or are doing it. We test all of our hay. I found that to be probably more eye-opening than anything, because most hay is priced the same. If somebody's got a bale of alfalfa hay or a bale of wheat hay, they all want the same for it, and it's not worth the same. So through their expertise, we've learned how to buy our hay and how to feed it. Also, we don't farm anything like we used to. We're not worried about having our ground clean and pretty. We graze with proper rainfall. We'll graze it during the summertime. We've planted some Red River crabgrass, and we have some common crabgrass and some alfalfa that we planted to graze. We've also learned how to better utilize our grass pastures. So our summertime program probably is more extensive than our winter program, because we have a variety and we've learned how to use it and are continuing to learn how to use it. So our stocking rates have went up. And through that, we have learned just better management skills. We don't talk to them on a monthly basis, but I will talk to them 4, 5, 6 times a year anyway. So we continue to try to learn. We try a little different approach at times on certain things, but it's been very helpful. And you know, I don't know how you get this kind of information, pardon me, that they are able to give us, and it's no cost. I mean, you got to let your pride get out of the way and realize that there are different ways to do things, and they can be profitable. Not all of the things that they have told me or given me advice on have I been able to apply and think that they applied to my operation. But over the years, we've learned to adapt to the things that we think work well for us. And what may work for me might not work for my neighbor. So, but I wished more people would take advantage of the opportunity that is here, and realize that they can change, and it won't hurt a thing. So,
what, you know, your operation today, you've learned, you've tried new things. What does it look like today compared to, say, when it, you really were early days of early 90s when you were first working with these guys?
The biggest change we've made is we just don't farm. We don't have the equipment that we had, the tractors, and we just, we work our ground maybe one time a year, twice at the most, and we use more chemicals. You know, that's the biggest change I've seen. And we're able to run more cattle year-round than we were before. We don't have the expense that we once had. Those things are the biggest changes. We don't worry about working our ground, tilling our ground. Therefore, our erosion control is better. Our pasture lands are improved because we're letting them rest at the proper times, or try to. And given rainfall and fertilizer, I can have cattle year-round. Those are the keys to me. The years before, it used to be how much wheat I could raise. Or
are you still doing some wheat?
No, I'm not. It's all rye and native grasses and alfalfa. And we don't have to worry about a hailstorm. We don't have to worry about crop insurance. We don't have to worry about the price of wheat. Our goal is to worry about taking those steers or cows and calves and raising them efficiently. And we know what our profit margins are. We can calculate them. When I was in the wheat farming business, I never knew, because I really couldn't figure my break even in my mind as well as I can figure what my break even will be with my livestock.
So you're doing mama cow operation and some stockers too?
More stockers. We've only started our mama cow operation probably in the last 5 years, and that's to better utilize our native grass pasture in the wintertime, because we would come off of our native grass in August, and then we wouldn't stock it again till April or May of the following year. We tried to rent it, lease our grass pastures out for other cow-calf producers to use in the wintertime, and quite honestly, had a hard time getting that done to what I thought it was worth. Mm-hmm. So we decided to start running some mama cows, small cow operation, and then we have a fall herd and a winter herd, or fall and spring herd. Mm-hmm. So we calve two different times of the year.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate that answer.
Gotcha.